둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend, the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift. I'm MK Ashford, and today we do not have any Cressy Cornis. Unfortunately, Cressy is recovering from a small surgery, but she wasn't able to go see the Eras movie last night because she's still recovering. So we still wanted to put out a reaction episode for you guys. But since Cressy wasn't able to see it, I'm going to do a solo episode today with the person I saw it with. Welcome to the pod, new guest host, my best friend, Caitlin.
Hi, I'm so excited to be here and talk to you guys about the movie and our whole experience and everything.
Caitlin's like my other Taylor bestie. Like outside of Cressy, the person I'm texting about Taylor is definitely Caitlin. So we were both very pumped about the movie when it got announced that the movie was coming out. I was at work and Caitlin was literally texting me. And by the time I got out of my meeting, I already had tickets.
It was a whole experience trying to get the tickets. I was in a 12-minute queue to get into AMC's website. And then I finally got in, would click a seat, and it would sell out. So I just got the first thing that was available. And I gotta say, we actually had pretty good seats at the theater last night.
Yeah, they were good seats. I was like surprised that it was like going to a real concert.
It was
like, that's insane.
It really felt like I was actually at the concert again,
and I'm blessed that I didn't have to go through it try to get them,
right?
Because that would stress me out.
Yeah,
and that was crazy. But we did get the tickets, and it probably was a little more difficult for us just because we are in Orlando. We're going to the AMC in Disney Springs, so it was probably a little more crowded there.
I felt really bad for the people just trying to see a regular movie because it was packed with a bunch of Taylor fans.
Yeah, so we went to Disney Springs early last night, got some dinner and drinks, and hung out before the movie, and it was full of girls in costume. I was very excited. We decided to go all out. We knew that we wanted to wear like full costume.
Yeah.
We both are rep girlies, so you know, soulmates. We had
absolutely
to, we had to go full rap era. I was in like a snake sequin dress, mini dress, and boots.
I had on fishnets and like think Look What You Made Me Do music video, the fishnets, the black shorts, the boots, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, we went for it, and I'm so glad that other people did too. There were people just as dressed up or more. I even saw a girl in line in front of me for drinks wearing the full green velvet cloak from Willow on the tour. Like, it was, people went hard, and I was glad. There were a few people that were like casual.
Yeah, there was like a good mix between people in full outfits, like you were at the show, and then people who were wearing like their tour shirts with like jeans or like cute bottoms.
Yeah,
so you could go either way.
Yeah, and I thought that was fun because I'm sure there's a lot of people there that didn't get to go to the tour and they wanted to dress up as if they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like that was really fun, and even though we both went to two shows, we still wanted to dress up.
Absolutely.
I fully regretted not doing rap at either one, so I had to go back and do it for the movie. So we went to Disney Springs, hung out, got to the movie theater like 30 minutes.
Yeah, I would say about 30 minutes.
Before. Yeah, about then. And we were very, very concerned about the popcorn buckets.
I had seen on Twitter in the morning that they were sold out there, and I was about to drive around town to other AMCs to find them. But luckily, they had a ton there still, so I was able to get us the popcorn buckets and the cups. They were just sold out of the tote bags, but that's okay. I just needed the buckets and the cups.
Yeah, and we got them, and I'm very excited about it. I love that popcorn bucket. It's like 10. You could get a plastic one, mm-hmm, or a tin one. And I'm glad we got the tin.
Yeah, the tin one is it's going to be like a family heirloom now. Like, I cannot wait to pass that on to my children.
I fully am going to like use that for popcorn in my spare time. Like, I will never use another popcorn bowl ever again. That's my new popcorn bowl. And I think it's so cute. But we did get them. I was very excited about it. And as we were passing all the different theaters, you could hear outside, like, the concert. It was so fun. Like, every theater you pass, you could, like, hear a song.
Oh, yeah. It was really cool. It was – you could tell that, like, half – more than half of the theater was for this movie. So it was so fun to, like, walk past and you can hear the different parts of it and hearing how excited people were for it.
Yeah. It was – a very like electric energy in there last night, and it was so fun. I'm glad we went on opening night. It was full, obviously, and the previews were geared towards Swifties. All these regular movies had redone their trailers to be geared towards Swifties. Like, it literally was like, are you ready, Swifties? It said that in the text on the trailers. So they must have, like, gone back and redone them.
They had to have.
I thought I was just watching regular trailers, and then it was like, welcome to the new era. Are you ready for it? And you're one of them, I think it was Trolls, was like, you're here for the concert event of the year, but like, wait for this new era. And it was the Trolls.
Yeah, no, it was all perfect. Like, I know, like, the Mean Girls trailer, and like, now everybody's freaking out on Twitter because about that, and that everybody's like, let's get Renee Rapp in the studio with Taylor to record something.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Which would be very good because I do love her.
Yeah. So I thought that was really fun that even the trailers were like leading up to it. And that really like shows her power. She got all these different movies to like gear their previews towards us, which was so fun. And it really pumped you up. And then it starts with the countdown from the tour.
Yes.
Like the checkered background. I did kind of hope that she would play You Don't Own Me.
I know.
Before. But she did not.
They should have played Applause as well.
Oh my gosh.
That way you knew it was coming. And then they played You Don't Own Me. But yeah, if only they asked us, then maybe.
Yeah, they didn't ask us. The timer started at 13 and counted down.
My heart was racing.
Yeah, I felt like I was there. Yes. Like, it was insane. And I kind of felt like it was almost not better, but like, it was cool to see the visuals, like,
yes,
fully.
And I think she filmed it at the perfect place. SoFi is a great stadium. It's huge. It's beautiful. And to get like the overhead shots was really cool too, to see it started and they kind of like zoomed in on the stadium, which was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked that. Especially the opening. I don't know. It was just like really cathartic almost. Like, yes. I had full body chills.
I was crying. Full tears again, like I did at the show.
Yeah, it's like nostalgic because she hasn't been on the tour. We haven't been able to watch the live streams in so long. This sounds so insane.
I know.
Like, we literally have seen this so many times.
So many times.
But it was huge on the big screen.
And it felt like it was the first time again.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like I was living that moment again.
And it's just a different experience because it's so cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to kind of like relax and really take it in because you're not like trying to stare at her, right. You know, like, it's just a different experience. And it was really fun. Let's get into the set list, the changes, because I think we all know what the concert's like. So we don't really need to discuss like how awesome it is because we all know. Lover set was almost the same. It was the same all the way through until the very end. She cut it off at Lover and did not sing The Archer, which I think we both have some thoughts about.
Yes. I have figured out that the transition between The Archer into the Fearless set is my version of the Roman Empire. And I think about it way too often because it's just when the fire comes down and it's so good. And I did not get that.
Yeah.
And it was very upsetting.
The arrows shooting up the stage and like making the fire.
It ended right after Lover. And then they kind of did a little bit of the transition with like the fire coming down, but then it like just went right into Fearless.
Yeah. I'm sad just because I didn't used to love The Archer, but the performance of it on tour changed my mind about the entire song, and now I like it.
Yeah.
And I like her like bow and arrow situation. Yes. Like, I just like that song. And I did feel like there were songs that she also like cut out a verse of, but I couldn't remember if she did it on the tour because I know she did that to a lot of them.
I know. I couldn't remember. And I feel like she did for Fearless.
Yes,
that's because the one we both turned and looked at each other.
But I don't remember. But I don't remember on the tour. So anyway, there was like basically no transition between Lover to Fearless. Yeah. You just like saw the fire.
But I will say something that I did really enjoy about the transitions is that they put the font of the album up for each transition. So like you knew what era you were going into next.
Yeah.
And that was really cool.
Yeah. I liked that she titled each era too. And I will say too, before we move on to Fearless, I thought the Lover era was just so powerful.
It was.
Like, it's such a fun energy. I really liked seeing the man up close.
Yes.
The shots for that were really fun because that's a really good performance. I feel like it's a little underrated. I really like the choreography and like the desks and all that stuff. It was cool to see that up close.
It was really cool to see that and then go right into You Need to Calm Down, because the visuals for that with like the light up wristbands was really cool to see on the big screen. My first night of the Eras Tour in Tampa, I sat in like the nosebleed seats so I could see all of that stuff in person, but it was really cool to see all of that on the screen too.
Yeah, I felt like with the 1989 tour movie and I guess the Rep movie, it shows the bracelets and stuff, yeah, but she's really honed in on like what she can do with those bracelets, yes, and the visuals it can create. And I feel like it was really cool to see those.
It was.
As a full picture.
Yes.
So Fearless, you know, it's her three top hits from Fearless. Yep. It was cute. Everyone raised their hands and did the heart.
She wore the best dress.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. I was like wondering which fits she was going to choose for each section.
Right.
Lover was the pink and blue bodysuit, mm-hmm, which is my favorite, actually.
Mine too.
And then she chose our favorite Fearless dress, which is like the chevron.
Not the noodle
fringe.
One. Not the one. The noodle
noodles.
One.
Those noodles are terrible.
It's not good.
They like make me uncomfortable.
I know.
And I'm so glad I didn't have to see like 10-foot noodles on the screen, because right, that would have killed me, I think.
They really like honed in on like her band during that era too. So we got a lot of really like close up shots of them, which was cool to see like their faces and their reactions to the songs too.
I know. I love that her band has been with her for so long.
I know.
And it's like cool to see them up close. And like, I feel like they were featured really well. It was cool.
It was.
I love the Fearless era. It's so nostalgic and fun. And everyone like was kind of like jumping in, mm-hmm, their seats for You Belong With Me and Love Story. Like that's when we all got like a little more hyped.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
I think everybody was kind of a little nervous at first, like feeling out the vibe of the theater and, yeah, what everybody else is going to do. But I feel like by that point, everybody was like, oh yeah, like I can raise my hand and sing and stuff too, which was nice.
Yeah. So that was the other thing. Like when we went into it, I was like, I don't want to hear people singing. Like that's going to bother me if I can't hear her. They played it
so loud.
Like it was not like any other movie I'd ever been to.
No, like you could, I was singing pretty much at the top of my lungs and I could hear her beautifully.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so loud. Like you could not hear anyone else around you.
Yeah. Even in between, like right after she finishes singing Cruel Summer and she kind of like looks around, you could hear the crowd. And it was like to a point where I was like, it's kind of hurting my ears a little bit. It was, yeah, so loud. Like I felt like I was there again.
It was really intense.
So that was nice because I could still hear her and sing.
Yeah. But it was like really fun too, because you feel, yeah, like super immersed into,
oh,
it.
Oh, absolutely.
I actually felt like it was at a concert. Like I wasn't just like watching a concert. I don't know. It felt like you were there. So anyway, people were sitting down, mm-hmm, for most of it, but like dancing in their seats. Singing.
Yeah.
Most people.
So it was fun. Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. So then after Fearless, we went straight into Evermore. And also not really a big transition.
No.
It goes straight into Willow.
Which I thought was very interesting that they did not use No Body, No Crime.
Yeah.
Because they filmed it, obviously. So I thought that was a little interesting that they didn't put that in there.
Maybe she just didn't feel like having like a guest star in there, like picking one,
yeah,
from the tour, you know, like just because they have like, because Haim happened to be there. Maybe, right, she just didn't want to like play favorites or like put them in the movie or whatever, which like, I guess I get. I also feel like 'Tis the Damn Season and No Body, No Crime. I mean, that's what she's saying there, but I feel like those were kind of good options to get cut.
Yeah.
They weren't incredible. It is also kind of a weird start to the era.
It is. I think I kind of actually did like it that it went straight into Willow.
I did too.
Because it had the trees and they're coming out there with their capes on.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of actually pretty cool.
That felt like more like a correct transition.
Yeah. Than the actual show.
Yeah. I feel like that's what she should have done. But Willow on the screen. Oh my gosh. That was so fun to watch them get all witchy and like.
Oh, so good.
To see those moves with the lantern balls, like, up close in their cloaks. Like, oh, I felt like I was, like, slithering around in there.
Yes, that was really cool to see on the big screen.
Another one that I feel like she could have cut was Marjorie.
Yeah.
I will never understand why she put it in the set list to begin with.
No.
But to cut other songs in the movie
mm-hmm.
and keep Marjorie is quite a choice.
It is.
It brings down the vibes really hard.
Because you're just coming off of a nice, like, witchy vibe with Willow, and then it's like, oh, now we're going to sing a song about our dead grandma.
Yeah, we're just going to, like, cry a little bit.
But then we got to bring it right back so we can sing Champagne Problems.
Oh my gosh. That was fun. Screaming fucked in the head.
Yes.
I don't know. It's just almost like more camaraderie when you're in a theater because you're, like, closer with mm-hmm. the people and you're all, like, screaming it together. Like, it's fun in the stadium, but it was kind of, like, just as fun in the theater.
It was. It was just as fun. But I do have to say, the tolerated performance, cinematic masterpiece.
Dude, no, that was, like, meant for a movie.
It was so good.
And this performance also was another one, like, The Archer, that yes. made me, like, tolerate it. Because yes. I didn't really like the song before. But, whoa, it is so cinematic. It's, like, one of the performances that's, like, my example of how it's more than just, like, a concert.
It's a whole production.
A production. It's cinematic.
Yes. Like, they show her setting up the whole table.
Polishes the glass and, like, seeing him up close. Like, he went all out for this.
He did.
I think he does for every concert, but, like, he really went for it.
He did.
For the cameras.
Something funny that I saw on Twitter that made me laugh so hard was apparently her folklore polish on one of her fingers was chipped, and somebody noticed it during that performance, and they were like, I couldn't stop staring at it the rest of the movie, and now when I go see this again, that's all I'm going to be looking for.
Okay. Is it gray? Is that
I think folklore? So. Yeah. I think it was gray, and somebody said, did anybody else notice that her nail polish was chipped?
Poor Taylor.
I know.
You know, what are you going to do? So that's the other thing. I thought that she filmed it on multiple nights, which
she did. She filmed it on three nights.
So she just happened to, like, make sure she was wearing the same outfits.
Yeah, she wore the same outfits.
Okay.
For those three nights.
Okay. So we did get, like, cuts.
Yes, because I also saw something on Twitter who somebody said that I didn't really notice this part, but they said that her hair was completely different. And, like, in the middle of Shake It Off, she had, like, three different hairstyles because one of them was super frizzy, one wasn't.
Oh.
Because they, like, kept cutting it.
Interesting. I did think it was, like, I know her hair always gets, like, frizzier mm-hmm. throughout the night, but I felt like in some shots it was, like, way frizzier than yes. normal. Yeah. So that does make sense. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So I bet in some nights maybe her nail polish wasn't chipped.
I know.
Yeah. So tolerate it, 12 out of 10.
It was fantastic.
And then we were just ready for, you know, another simple little transition, just the word reputation.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. We were clutching onto each other for dear life.
It was one of the best things I've ever seen.
She did that for Reputation. Like, she went all out for Reputation. A snake wrapped around the entire stage.
And then it was, like, coming out into the audience.
It was so cool looking.
And they had all the heel clicks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And, like, the...
Yeah. Like that, yes, that.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. I had full body chills.
Uh-huh.
Like, y'all don't even understand. When Ready For It comes on in my car, I get full body chills. I'm not okay. I'm so deep into Reputation. It's, like, in my veins.
Yes.
Oh my god, she did that. Like, she did that for Reputation. Reputation is that bitch.
It was so good, and I'm obsessed with the dancers' outfits for Reputation.
Me too.
So getting to see all of them, like, up close was really cool, and, like, you could see all the detail that goes into all that stuff.
I know. I really liked the shots for Ready mm-hmm. For It, the way they were, like, dancing. I really liked that performance in general, but Same. They did it, like, very artistically. I really liked the shots of it, and oh my god, it was so good. I also want to say, I feel like I see this a lot, people complain that Reputation is the only era that doesn't have an outfit, like, a different outfit. I think that's true.
It is.
It
yeah.
is, yeah. I'm okay with it.
Same. Like, I don't know what she could do differently with that, because that outfit is great.
I can't imagine it getting better.
No. And it's like, I think it would just be weird if like she changed the color of it. Mm-hmm. It like would not fit as well as this one does.
Agree. Delicate. I really liked it. You could see
the stage
mm-hmm. and her like shattering each little part where she, when she stepped on it.
Yes. There was somebody in the crowd who did the 1, 2, 3, let's go, bitch, early.
Yeah. I know. I didn't think that would
and
happen.
And you
to
could
us.
Kind of hear like a big sigh within the theater of yeah, everybody being like, oh like, no.
Oh. I just can't imagine like making it to the point in life where you're like in that theater with all these people and like not knowing when to say that.
I know.
How'd you make it there?
But that was cool to say with everybody.
Yeah.
In there too.
Fun. Everyone knew like all the chants and stuff yes. that they were supposed to do. We did the fearless clap yep. or no, the fearless heart hands and the you belong with me clap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, just kind of hit different when we were all like in really close quarters. Absolutely, like screaming yeah. at a screen.
No, Delicate was a great performance.
And then the transition from, oh my God, don't blame me for what you made me do.
I want to watch that like in my sleep.
I can't wait for this to come on streaming. I'm just going to watch it just for rep.
I'm going to have it night. On in the background while I just do everyday activities in my house.
That was another one that was really fun to see up close mm-hmm. with Look What You Made Me Do with all the girls in the boxes.
The details of that one is great.
I know. Oh, so
it
good.
Was so good.
I just have to say, like, I think I'm not being biased right now, okay? I think that there was a way bigger, harder energy for rep than any other era.
I could see that.
It was so fun. Like, everyone mm-hmm. was, like, freaking out. I don't know if we just had, like, a very rep movie theater.
But everybody was like very into that one.
I like don't know if I'm projecting, but I really think
like everybody was doing all of the dance moves mm-hmm. that she was doing. Like I was sitting down and doing the exact same thing that she was.
Yeah.
I don't think that there was much transition between that to Speak Now.
No, I'm pretty sure it was literally like it got dark and then she walked out. Yeah. And I guess it said Speak Now on the screen.
And she was in the dress.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we yeah. talked about this in the theater. We knew going in what she had cut. So we knew she wasn't going to play Long Live. Big disappointment.
Yep. Huge.
But she came out in that freaking Long Live dress. Like, that's the one that we, mm-hmm. like, she debuted that dress to debut Long Live.
Yep.
On Speak Now night. So I was like, if we had gone into the theater.
And not knowing that it had been cut.
Yeah. I feel like I would have felt a little, like, bamboozled.
Right. And the fact that we didn't even get it at, like, our dates, so I was excited to see it here, mm-hmm. and then she just cut it, but yeah. still wore that dress.
Rip.
It's okay.
R.I.P.
I still love Enchanted. That's probably my favorite song on that album, so.
Yeah. That's a fun one to mm-hmm. sing with everyone. Cathartic. I am a little glad she cut the transition into red.
Yes.
That's just, like, a little silly.
Yeah.
And especially if we were just, like, sitting there watching it, I just feel like it would have been a little weird. But it almost got worse when she opened the thing.
And it was like animated
balloons escaped from this box. It was so cringe. I'm sorry.
I was like, ooh.
It was weird giving choice. 1989 tour movie, like weird editing yes. vibes. Like the snake on the stage, cool. Balloons coming out of a box. Not cool.
Yeah, I think they probably, if they wanted to keep the balloons, they should have just kept it from, like, the screen behind the box and just shown that. Mm-hmm. Because the animated ones was very weird. I mean, 22 was fun to sing.
Yeah.
I think it was absolutely wonderful that the 22 hat was to Kobe Bryant's daughter. Mm-hmm. That made me, like, super emotional. I loved watching that and seeing her. She looks so much like him.
I know.
That was wonderful. And I love now for her that she's going to have that for the rest of her life. Like, that's in the movie, too.
That is really sweet.
So that was really fun.
She gave her a big old kiss on the cheek. I know. It was so sweet.
It was so cute.
Really tender. It really was. Adorable. It was fun to hear the backup dancer saying, "We are never ever getting back together, like, ever."
Love Cam. He's great.
I love him too.
So that was super fun to see.
I know. I love all her dancers. I do too. They're so fun.
They are.
I feel like I know them.
I know. I feel like we're all besties.
I know.
And then we went to the 10-minute version of All Too Well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was very exciting to sing.
That was fun.
In a theater.
Yeah. I like I don't feel like that song's 10 minutes.
I know.
It's a regular length.
I literally looked at MK in that and I said, I was like, well, if you run like a 5K, you probably only need like 3.5 of this. So it's really not that long.
Yeah. You're running your 5K soon.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to listen to this
when I run my Disney 5K next month.
Yeah.
Three times and I'll be good.
If you listen to that 3 times, it'll be over before you know it.
Right.
That's not 10 minutes.
No.
They showed like the snow falling. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
It was great to sing Fuck the Patriarchy mm-hmm. with everybody as well. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that that did not get affected by the PG-13 rating, because I saw people getting really nervous about that, since you're only allowed to have like one F-bomb in a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, so then
people,
had a lot.
Right. So then people were like, oh my God, are they going to bleep it? But thankfully nothing was affected by that.
Yeah. Champagne Problems had the F word yep. fucked in the head. And then that one.
And Betty.
Yeah. I was so kind of
that was all good.
Yeah. Folklore.
Yes. I do have to say, and I know we talked about this at the theater too.
Okay.
Not my favorite Folklore dress.
I know. Why did she pick that one?
I am a huge fan of the green one.
I love the green.
The pink one is pretty too.
That's what I was going to say. If she's not doing the cutout, the pink one, why would she pick the cream one?
I know. Not my favorite.
No. But it was cool to be like up in the cabin. Yes. I really liked that. The Last Great American Dynasty. Oh my God. So good.
So good.
That's another cinematic one. That's like proof that she's more than just a concert. Yep. I love when they turn to look at each other. Yes.
The dancers were so good during that
too. It was so beautiful. And like their costumes and stuff. My Tears Ricochet.
Oh.
Incredible.
That song hits so hard. I'm obsessed with the dancers' black, like, trench coat sparkly things. Mm-hmm. Like, the coolest outfit ever. And then just doing the whole, like, we all did that whole thing. If I could have fallen to the floor, I would have.
Yeah. And, you know, this is an audio, but, like, the arm thing. You know what we're talking about. You know what we're talking about. It was so fun. I know. I wish we could have, like, fallen to the floor on the movie theater floor. Never mind. Don't even want to think about that.
Gross.
That would be disgusting. But no, that was another one that she's like on her knees and you got so like up in her face and like could hear emotion and so good.
It was very good.
I really liked that. And we lost Cardigan.
We
R.I.P.
did. I'm a little confused.
I just like, I can't. We kept Marjorie and we lost Cardigan. Like, I don't. She literally references the love triangle.
Yeah.
In one of her speeches, but we like didn't get to hear. It's fine. You know what? Whatever.
Again, that nobody asked us.
Yeah, I guess she doesn't care about my opinion. But I thought that was insane. And then we went to 1989, which was such a party.
It was such a bop. Style is one of my top songs of all time.
I know.
I love that song.
It's
so good.
The way she struts is just so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Wildest Dreams. A little sad about it. I mean, she only sings...
just a little bit.
A little bit of it in the tour anyway, but...
the transition between Wildest Dreams and Bad Blood is very good. So it was a little weird that we cut that out. But Shake It Off came on, and the entire theater stood up, and we all danced in our seats.
Yeah. That was the first time we mm-hmm. all, like, stood up and danced, which I thought I really didn't want to do. But it felt appropriate.
It felt like I had no choice but to stand up and dance.
We had to shake it off.
We did. And it was like almost everybody was standing up.
I know. Yeah. Like, okay. And the lamos next to us didn't.
Yeah, they did.
But everyone behind and up front and around us was standing up. And it was really fun. I didn't like feel bad about like.
No, I didn't either.
Blocking a view or anything. Like most people are standing up. And you just got to shake.
It felt right.
Yeah.
It felt like the moment was just calling for us to stand up and we had no choice but to.
I know. And I was glad we did.
Yeah.
And it was fun. And we all sat down right after, but like, you got to shake it off.
I see what you did there.
And I know. It came out of my mouth and I was like, I can't not finish that sentence.
Right.
No, but I've talked about this in a different episode too, how I feel like the live performances of Shake It Off mm-hmm. are so fun that it's like
so fun.
Almost consistently one of my favorite performances on tour, no matter which one.
Oh, if you ask my mom, she'll say that.
Yeah. It's just a good time.
Oh, it's so fun.
And it's not like that song, I don't know. It's not like that's like my favorite song or anything, but it's just so fun.
It's just a good time.
Yeah. We like fully had that in the theater.
I love Bad Blood and The Fire.
The Fire. They put the Lorax dance on full display.
Absolutely. My favorite thing was at the concert when the fire went off. Everybody that I was with were all like, we feel like a rotisserie chicken from The Fire. So now every time I hear that song, all I think about is rotisserie chicken.
Mm. Now I want a rotisserie chicken.
I know. Really Publix good. Ones have the best.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so like other than that, I yeah. feel like 1989 was standard. So we get surprise songs. It was You're on Your Own Kid and Our Song.
Yes.
Our Song on the guitar, You're on Your Own Kid on the piano. Our Song was very fun. I'm glad she gave a little spotlight to debut.
Right.
Like, thank you for finally giving it a crumb of respect. So I'm glad she put that in there.
Yeah, and that's always a good one on the guitar. Always fun to sing that one.
Yeah, it was really fun to sing that with the whole theater. It felt like everyone knew it. Mm-hmm. I guess I wasn't really, like, sure if everyone was OG, but it was really fun. And then You're On Your Own Kid was really fun for us.
Yes.
Because it was our surprise song in Tampa Night 2.
That one has a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
From just the song in general, but then seeing it in Tampa. And now it being in the movie, so I can listen to it forever and ever.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I think we were, like, holding hands the entire time, too.
Yeah.
It was a special moment.
Everyone screamed, make the friendship bracelets. Yeah. Because we were all wearing friendship bracelets. Oh, my gosh. That's another thing that I didn't talk about in the beginning.
Yes.
Everyone in the lobby and outside were trading friendship bracelets. It was so cute.
We got one from, like, this little girl. She was probably, like, 8 or 9. And she came up and just handed us bracelets, yeah. And it was the sweetest thing ever.
Yeah.
Everybody was trading with each other. I didn't trade in any of mine just because they all are special to me. But Everybody was trading.
It was really cute.
And everybody, and even the AMC, like, workers all had friendship bracelets on, too.
Mm-hmm. And they had them, like, hanging on things, like, at the checkout lines and stuff. Like, friendship bracelets were the decor.
Yes.
They were playing her music in the lobby. Yep. Like, it was really fun. And I just, those are the types of things that make me, like, love being a girl, being in a fandom, being obsessed with something. Like, yes, it's silly, but it's so fun to just, like, bond with people over that and, like, make friends and just, like, I don't know.
I know. It's just so fun. Even, like, I'll wear mine, like, randomly. I'll wear them to work, too. And, like, it's such a conversation starter, too.
Yeah.
And then you find out other people who are also obsessed with her like I am, and it's great.
Yeah. So You're On Your Own Kid. Very good. I think she picked some really good.
She did.
Surprise song.
Then the best thing of the entire night happened, and she jumped off the stage and swam underneath it.
Yeah.
And that was wonderful to witness in 4K.
It truly was. That was a sight to see. She's like, so silly.
Best part of the entire movie.
I know.
I will think about that for the rest of my life.
I really liked Lavender Haze.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to say that. I've always really liked that performance, but the clouds looked so much cooler on the screen. And I feel like some of them were, like, animated, or, like, you could see what she has on her screen in the background more clearly. I thought it was really cool. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite songs off the album too. And that performance just also helps that get up there, because I just love all the cinematography that goes with it.
Yeah. The next thing that I was very excited to see was the Midnight Rain.
Yes.
Where she, like, falls in and takes the shirt off.
Yes.
I really liked that.
That was really fun to see. I also really loved how in different songs where, like, she was off doing something, like that one where she's changing or whatever, they really focus on the dancers.
Yeah.
And they get, like, their little moment, which was really fun because I love all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then
we, like, both are, like, we knew what, like, this is what we were there for.
Right.
We were there for Vigilante shit.
I was there to witness it in 4K on a big screen.
I was wildly disappointed that no one got up and did it on their movie theater chair.
Honestly, we should have.
Why not? Like, come on, guys. We all know it.
But, like, who doesn't know it at this point?
But I did want to just, like, watch. The first time. Yeah.
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 That was life-changing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, burn that image into my brain.
That's also something I'm going to rewatch a million times.
Oh, it goes on big streaming. Big time. I'll, like, randomly search it on TikTok and watch it, too.
Me, too. I have some saved.
It's fine.
Such a good performance.
It is.
She's an artist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful dancer.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Just that.
Oh my gosh. So I did see a couple people in the t-shirt of,
yes,
like, our friend Maddie came in it, but I saw a few other people, and I saw it online too, of people in the t-shirt that looks like the bikini t-shirts where there's like a body on it, but she's wearing the Midnight's like bodysuit and garter. It's so funny.
That's what we need to get for our Margaritaville staycation.
Oh my god, yes.
That's what we need.
We're trying to stay at the Margaritaville resort because why not, you know?
Why not?
But we joked about how we needed those like bikini t-shirts and like maybe visors,
right?
But I think we
need that shirt.
Yeah, the Midnight's outfit. So yeah, Vigilante shit, incredible. Bejeweled, everyone was doing nice.
Everyone and was doing the little shimmer.
Yeah, that was another one where they like really got to debut her dancers.
Yes,
put them on display.
You could see and tell like just the energy in the room. Everybody, mm-hmm, was having so much fun.
Yeah. Mastermind could have gotten cut.
Yeah.
It's like good, but I don't know.
I hate to say it, but it's not the most memorable.
Yeah.
For me.
It was cool to see the stage,
yeah,
and how that works. It looks like a clock or, you know, whatever. It was
something
cool.
Like that.
It was cool.
Yeah.
But then we end in Karma. That one, everyone also got up for.
Yep.
Everyone stood back up, danced around for Karma. Which I was happy with. It was really fun.
I was doing the dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a great time. The second show that I went to during Karma, I was like sobbing because I knew that it was over. So now I don't really remember it. So now I got to experience it and like remember it and, yeah, know what it was like. And it was just so fun. Like, I'm pretty sure everybody also screamed facts.
We did.
At one point,
yeah,
too.
Facts. And then it ended, she introduced her band and her dancers, mm-hmm, and all that, and like the credits had friendship bracelets, first of all.
Yep. And then it was Long Live.
And it played Long Live, which I am glad about.
And I thought it was really cute how she had all those videos of the fans too.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus moments from the Errors tour.
Yes, Errors.
Which was great, like when the cloak from Willow fell over her head, or, yeah, her jacket from Lavender Haze was stuck.
Little blooper reel.
Yeah.
It was cute.
That was cute. And then at the end, it came up with the friendship bracelets that said, like, this is for, I can't remember exactly what it was,
yeah,
but it's something about, like, how she made this for us and whatever, and that was really cute, too.
It was cute. I love how she, like, sees those trends that we're doing in, like, as a community and, mm-hmm, like, incorporates it. It was really fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah.
And then it ended, and then we said, okay, when's the next time we're going to go see this?
Literally next week.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we're going again on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, the AMC does not show it on Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
So weird.
So, but if you need us, we will be there. Probably every week.
I'm going to pray that it goes on the Stubbs list,
yeah,
so I can start going for free.
Right.
Fingers crossed. I feel like it's going to after a few weeks.
It's got to.
Oh my god, I'll be there literally all the time.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
It was so much fun.
I know. I'm like really glad that this happened.
Yes.
Like, it's been a long time, I feel like, since a concert movie has been in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
The last one I really remember was like One Direction.
I don't even remember that. I remember the Hannah Montana movie.
Oh, yeah. But Justin Bieber, too.
Oh, yeah, Justin Bieber. I just, like, walked out on, like, a high. Like,
yeah.
I was in, like, the concert high again. Like, I was so happy and so excited.
So, 10 out of 10 recommend,
yes,
obviously. I know it's a little pricier than a regular movie ticket, but it's truly an experience.
It is.
It's so long. And it was really beautiful.
It didn't even feel like 2 hours and 45 minutes.
I know. Well, it never does.
No.
Never does.
Unless... I like looked down and I was like, oh my god, we're already in the Midnight's era.
I know.
Like, it's about to end. I don't want it to end.
I know. It felt very like quick,
mm-hmm,
but it always does. So
yeah,
we'll be seeing it all the time.
Absolutely.
We're gonna force all our friends to go see it.
Yep.
I want to convert people. I think this would convert people.
I think so.
Thank you so much, Caitlin, for coming, talking about the movie. We had the best time.
It was so fun, and I'm so glad I got to join MK and talk about this with everybody, because everybody needs to see it and they will feel the same way that we do.
And it was fun too, because we didn't get to go to a concert together, so
yeah,
it was cool to like experience it together.
I know, I felt like we were at the concert together, which,
yeah,
was really fun.
thank you so much for listening to Good for a Weekend. I will have the link tree in our show notes so you can follow us on socials, join our Discord, chat with us. I want to hear how you guys feel about the movie. What song should she have cut? What song should she not have cut? What was your movie theater doing? Were they dancing? Apparently, my roommate said that her entire theater was dancing. Oh. She was in like the 3-story theater. Okay. So it was like huge. And she said they were all up. She said they were all sitting. And then right before it started, this group of girls came in and started like screaming, like, come on, let's go.
Oh.
We'll catch you guys next week with the October Swift Report. And then we will do a little 1989 TV reaction. So excited. Cressy's going to be in town. We'll actually be at Caitlin's apartment for a listening party. So that'll be extremely fun. We'll document it all on social media. And yeah, we'll see you guys next time.